Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. The GOP is suing Nancy Pelosi. New home sales surpassed expectations and the outlook for the economy is optimistic. And touch that? No, don't touch that. The CDC is neurotic. House Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday against Speaker Nancy Pelosi to block a system of proxy voting that put in place during the coronavirus pandemic on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Proxy voting would allow House members to vote on another person's behalf if they're not able to be physically present at the Capitol, an unprecedented exception for an unparalleled health crisis. At least 59 Democrats have submitted letters to the House clerk's office to authorize their vote to be cast by proxy. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers have said they will be in the Capitol to cast their votes. Not a single Republican supported the measure as it passed earlier this month, arguing that the Constitution requires a quorum or a majority of lawmakers to be physically present in order to vote on measures, thus concluding that the proxy system is unconstitutional. Republicans also worry that the system concentrates too much power in the hands of only a few members. Pelosi called the lawsuit a sad stunt intended to delay and obstruct urgently needed action to meet the needs of American workers and families during the coronavirus crisis. Americans purchased far more new homes in April than expected. It's a sign that the residential real estate impact of the coronavirus could be less extreme than feared by many forecasters. Sales of newly built single-family houses occurred at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 623,000. The Commerce Department reported Tuesday economists had expected sales to fall to a seasonally adjusted rate of 485,000, according to EconoDay. The March number was revised down to 619,000 from 627,000. February and January were also revised lower. The supply of homes for sale, meanwhile, held steady at 6.3 months, which is slightly above normal. Optimism is rising in the U.S. as an unseasonably cold spring weather fades, lockdowns have lifted, allowing more Americans to venture out of their homes into much warmer weather. The Conference Board said Tuesday that its confidence index climbed up to a reading of 86.6 in May from 85.7 in April. It's in line with the expectations of economic forecasters. Following 2 months of rapid decline, the free fall in confidence stopped in May, said Lynn Franco. She's the senior director of economic indicators at the Conference Board. Although still near six-year lows, May stabilization is the latest sign that the worst of the economic crash from the coronavirus is past and some of the weight on the U.S. economy is starting to lift. Coming up, our saint of the day, his writings were filled with such faith and learning that even while he was still alive, a church council ordered them to be read publicly in the churches. Quote of the day, three things can lead us close to God. They are painful physical suffering, being in exile in a foreign land, and being poor by choice because of love for God. Saint Judith of Prussia. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
At the new Founders Trade and Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. And to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to MikeChurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Bede. He's one of the few saints that were honored during his lifetime. His writings were filled with such faith and learning that even while he was still alive, a church council ordered them to be publicly read in the churches. At an early age, Bede was entrusted to the care of the abbot of the monastery of St. Paul, Jarrow. The happy combination of genius and the instruction of scholarly, saintly monks produced a saint and an extraordinary scholar, perhaps the most outstanding one of his day. From the time of his ordination to the priesthood at 30, he had been ordained a deacon at 19 till his death. Bede was ever occupied with learning, writing, and teaching. Besides the many books that he copied, he composed 45 of his own, including 30 commentaries on books of the Bible. His ecclesiastical history of the English people is commonly regarded as of decisive importance in the art and science of writing history. Although eagerly sought by kings and other notables, even Pope Sergius, Bede managed to remain in his own monastery until his death. Only once did he leave for a few months in order to teach in the school of the Archbishop of York. Bede died in 735, praying his favorite prayer, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now, and forever." The Chinese city of Hangzhou is considering proposals to make the smartphone-based coronavirus health tracking system permanent, expanding it to include factors such as how much sleep citizens are getting, how much alcohol they drink, and how frequently they exercise. China's health tracking system uses a smartphone app that became, in effect, mandatory for all citizens to carry. The app generated a QR barcode that can be scanned by various officials to determine if an individual is healthy enough to travel or enter a particular facility. There are some variations in how the app works across China, but most versions of it generate a green, yellow, or red health rating for each citizen. Use of the health tracking app is winding down as the Chinese government claims to have the coronavirus under control, but the city of about 10 million that sits about an hour away from Shanghai by train and prides itself on tech innovations, serving as the headquarters for the immense Alibaba Corporation, may keep the system online permanently as a means of tracking and controlling the health of every resident. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention edited some information that was posted to its website last week on the transmission of the coronavirus from contaminated surfaces after the health agency deemed it confusing. In its statement, the CDC said it's possible to contract COVID-19 from touching a surface or object that has the virus on it and then touching your face, adding, "The primary and most important mode of transmission for COVID-19 is through close contact from person to person." The edit comes after the agency initially said Wednesday that the virus does not spread easily by touching surfaces or objects. So in March, it had said it was possible for COVID-19 to spread through surfaces and objects before updating its guidance to say surfaces are a medium by which the virus does not spread easily. Well, it may be possible that a person can get COVID-19 by touching a surface or object that has the virus on it, then touching their mouth, nose, or possibly their eyes. This is not the thought to be the main way the virus spreads, but we're still learning more about how this virus spreads, according to the agency on Friday. So it's not a wonder why everybody went crazy in Missouri at Lake of the Ozarks and every other beach everywhere else, right? What do you believe? You know, it's nuts. Okay, send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.